Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, listen, we all know that if you want to build a great house, you have to build it on solid rock, not sinking sand. And so in this episode of Early to Rise Radio, I'm going to take you through the seven pillars of a seven-figure business so that you can make sure you build your million-dollar empire, at least your million-dollar empire, if not more, on a solid rock foundation. Because when you have these seven pillars, it's impossible to break down this business. But if you are missing one, two, three, four, well, if you're missing any more than that, you got nothing. But if you're missing a couple of them, that's why you're probably struggling. You know, you're stuck and you're struggling. You're spinning your wheels and you are maybe making, you know, 70, 80, 100K. Maybe you're up to 200K, but you just can't get to the next level. Well, I'm going to reveal everything on this episode of Early to Rise Radio. Now, it's actually a kind of a neat bonus show. I went on a massive rant on the Empire podcast, a solo rant. Bedros Koulian was too busy to hang out with me that day. And so you're going to get me solo in the Empire podcast studios delivering the seven pillars of seven figures. Now, I'm going to go deeper on these at the Perfect Life Retreat. And so are all my guests, Sharon Srivatsa, Jason Capital, Bedros Koulian, and a new guest speaker, Carrie Shull, who has built a multiple seven-figure empire in the real estate world in Washington, D.C. If she can survive there, she can survive anywhere. And she's going to download her pillars of million-dollar success while also raising an amazing family. So if you do not have your ticket to the Perfect Life Retreat, go to perfectliferetreat.com. It's November 8th and 9th in sunny San Diego. It's going to be an absolutely game-changing weekend. But for now, let's dive into making you money fast, making you that empire, building it, building it, building it, so that you can get to the Perfect Life Retreat in November. Let's go over to the Empire Studios. Hey, friends, welcome back to the Empire Podcast Show. And when B is away, Craigie will play. That's right. It is a solo show with Craig Ballantyne today and is going to be absolutely amazing for you. All right. So I'm the host with the most to help you go and grow and hit your first seven figures or even more. All right. And what I want to talk to you about today is what I call the seven pillars of seven figures. Now, if you're already there, don't you worry, because these seven pillars are also the same seven pillars for 7 billion. Because we're going to talk about a couple of female entrepreneurs and use some examples from their world, and they have a collective net worth of $7 billion. All right, so I am going to give you lots of examples from past success stories that we've had here on the Empire Podcast Show. Tom Bilyeu, Ed Mylett, all the greats. And I'm also going to dip into some of our favorite clients in our Empire Mastermind group and draw on Vince Del Monte and Xander Fryer and all these great people that are making massive strides so that we can download not just 25 years of my business experience or 25 years of Bedros's business experience, but download literally hundreds of years of business success so that you don't have the same struggles and failures and missteps that we have had as you hit your first million or your first 10 million or your first 100 million, all right? So this is going to be super exciting. So let's dive in to the seven pillars. And we start with 2020 vision, all right? 2020 vision is the first pillar because your values and vision drive every decision. If you do not know where you are trying to go, well, any road will take you there, as Alice in Wonderland, I think it was the Cheshire Cat or maybe the Mad Hatter, someone said to Alice in Wonderland, if you don't know where you want to go, any road will take you there. And that's why you're going down detours and rabbit holes and chasing shiny objects instead of being that fast action taker on what really matters. It breaks my heart, right? It breaks my heart because I talk to so many entrepreneurs, my own coaching, at events like the Empire Summit that we just had, and I meet you and you say to me, well, I was doing this, and then I went over and started doing this, and I'm like, no, please stop. Please stop. Because when you get laser focused because of your vision, then you're able to go and do the right things. So one of my favorite female entrepreneurs, I mean, this woman is the youngest female billionaire, Sarah Blakely, really good friend of Bedros, I haven't met her yet. Can't wait to meet her. She's really good friends with Shanda Sumter, another one of our clients as well. And so Sarah Blakely has this phrase that your vision must be like a Polaroid picture. Polaroid picture. And even the you young folks know what a Polaroid picture is now because like it's cool to go old school and make these Polaroid pictures. But you want to have a crystal clear vision because that drives every decision. And so Sarah Blakely, she started out wanting to help women's lives, add value to them. And she created the thing called Spanx. And she said, you know, Spanx is a funny name. Everybody laughs at it. It's unforgettable. And so knowing what she wanted to do, go and sell to department stores and create a massive brand, it allowed her to focus and stay on what Jordan Belfort, who I went to one of his seminars years and years ago, he called the straight line to success. So I went to his seminar before The Wolf of Wall Street came out. And now here it is, you know, this guy's an ex-con and all that sort of stuff. It was after his book came out, but before the movie came out. And imagine an ex-con sitting at the front of the room saying, yeah, Leo's DiCaprio is going to play me in a movie. Like, I rolled my eyes a little bit at that. Sure enough, though, of course, Jordan Belfort, who we haven't had on the show yet, but we should. Sure enough, Jordan Belfort went and had Leo. And the thing is that I always remember from Jordan is that straight line to success. So the straight line to success, not just in sales calls, but in your vision, like Sarah Blakely had, is what you must start with. One of my favorite coaching clients and favorite guests here of the Empire Show, Sharon Srivatsa, not only did he, you know, help me understand the purpose of vision in building a business to 10X, as he did with his real estate company, Telus. But also when we were coaching, we realized he was losing out. He was stopping a habit that got him to success in the first place, which was nightly visualization. And so at the end of our day, I help entrepreneurs really build in their perfect day, their perfect week. And we had to add back in nightly visualization to Sharon's life. And that was the thing that has allowed him to go and really focus his new startup to success. Okay. So not only do you have long-term vision, you have to have short-term visualization of how every day, every sales call, every meeting is going to go. And that's how you're going to grow. And when you have that vision, one of my favorite sayings from Ed Mylett that he shared on the Empire Show with Bedros a while ago was about how when you can get other people's visions to fit into your vision, because your vision is so big, that's when you attract so many people that want to work with you, that want to help you, that want to help you go and grow. And that's what the Empire Show is all about. So make sure you have 2020 vision first. If you don't know how to do that, get my book, freeperfectdaybook.com. Go and get the Perfect Day Formula. There's a vision exercise in there that will really, really help you. All right, the next thing that we're going to do is help you find focus. So I'm like you. I hire coaches. I go to my coaches. I get their advice and I take action. And one of my coaches is the man, the myth, the legend, Bedros Koulian. And I went to Bedros last year and I said, two years ago when I was really getting and growing my coaching business, I said, B, listen, I want to do these six things to go. And he was like, nope, no, Craigie, you only get three. You only get three. So here it was. I had like six, you know, little children, you know, children ideas. And he's like, listen, you got to send three of them away and focus just on these three. So you have single area of focus. And every time, Craig, every time that I've told somebody to take six ideas and get it down to just three, or five ideas down to three, or 10 ideas to three, or whatever it is, but really three big rocks in your business that will get you the lead generation, the sales, and attract people into your world. When you have those three pillars, that's when you're going to go and grow. And that's what we're all about here on the show. So even Bedros has helped me do that. And when you are have that singularity of focus, you will stay on that straight line of success, but you will also be able to really have a great answer to this question that you should be asking yourself, not just every day, but every hour. And you know, you can't ask this every minute because obviously you have work to do, but it should be an overriding thought in your mind, maybe painted up on your wall. And the question goes like this: is this the best use of my time right now? Is this the best use of my time right now? And then what you need to know is how your energy flows over the day. So if you know that creating videos or creating a sales letter, that should be done in the morning, and instead in the morning you're checking email and Facebook and Instagram, well, you're not using your time properly. You must use the time as best as you can. So always be asking that question. If you take nothing else from this particular show, it's instituting that habit of asking, what's the best use of my time right now? And am I using my time the best right now? That's really important. So we got 20/20 vision, which then allows you to have that singularity of focus. And when you have singularity of focus, you move into pillar number three of the seven-figure or $7 billion business, which is strategic scaling, okay? Strategic scaling. So about a year and a bit ago, a client came to Bedros and myself. His name is Frank. He's from the Netherlands. He's an online nutrition coach. He was doing great. You know, he's doing 10K a month. So he had a six-figure business. And he was able to strategically scale 10X in 10 months, 10X in 10 months, by being able to take his strategy and his vision and put it into place and execute. So one of the things that I've taught on this show, I've taught at the Empire Summit, I teach at our Empire Masterminds, I teach at every coaching session I do, is building the 90-day plan, right? If you go back, I think it was the New Year's episode that we did in the kickoff 2018 or 2019. We did this one on goal setting and was like, okay, we're going to go through the 90-day planner. You're going to have your outcome goal, your three rocks underneath that, right? Just three rocks. And when you have that in place, you can go and get quick victories and you know exactly what to do every single day. And when you know exactly what to do every single day, it's so easy for you to execute. Execute, execute, execute. So in order to have strategic scaling, there must be that plan for execution in place. Another one of our favorite Empire Mastermind clients is this young man named Xander Fryer. Man, he has an offer dialed in for his high impact coaching, where he helps health and wellness coaches scale. And now Bedros and I have helped him build the foundation of lead generation and team, and you stack one and one and one upon one another, and that is how you are able to scale. So you have to have all of these pillars in foundation, as well as your own ability to have your leadership in place, which is the key to growing up other team members. Shanda Sumter, who I mentioned before, she has this amazing quote that she shared at the Empire Business Summit, and she said, "Your income will only rise to the level of your leadership." That is another writer downer. Okay, write that down. Your income will only rise to the level of your leadership. Because right now there's a lot of solopreneurs watching this show. Maybe you're a gym owner, you have a couple of part-time trainers, or maybe you're an online coach, or maybe you're a copywriter, or maybe you just have your first video sales letter, it's starting to get traction. Well, listen, if you are only a leader of one person and that person is yourself, you're going to be capped out. You might get to seven figures. I know a few people that have gotten to seven figures with no help. That's hard. Now, if you want to go to eight figures, you're not going to get there unless you're a great leader. Shanda's been able to scale from 5 million to about 25 or 30 million by becoming a great leader. Bedros has scaled Fit Body Bootcamp up to 800 plus franchises because he's become a great leader. So if you aren't a great leader, go and get Man Up. Go to manup.com, get that book, Bedros's book, and become a great leader. You have to have that five-star leadership in order to grow not just yourself, but grow everyone around you. Think of yourself as a coach, lifting up your team members so that they can go out onto the field and win the game. It's not you putting everything on your back. That's the six-figure earner, maybe the breaking seven-figure barely, but stuck and plateaued at that level if you're putting everything on your back. Now that leads into profit planning. Profit planning is the fifth pillar of the seven-figure business because you have to understand, Bedros loves this phrase, that revenue feeds the ego, but profit feeds the Lambo. All right, I know I switched that up on Bedros there. He usually says profit feeds the family, but I like to joke that profit feeds the Lambo because if you don't have profit, you can't buy the Lambo. And I know that some of you out there want to buy the Lambo. Now, what that means is it's great to have seven figures in revenue. It's great to have $7 billion in revenue. Like Uber, I don't know what they're making, but it's billions of dollars in revenue, but they do not profit. Ugh. All right, well, that's a whole nother argument to have about whether these types of unprofitable giant tech businesses are really good businesses or not. But in your business, you absolutely positively must have profit because you're not getting massive amounts of investor capital. So you have to have profit. Now, Where do you start with this? Well, we broke it down with Vince Del Monte, one of our Empire Mastermind members. Absolutely amazing dude. He's been a coaching client of mine since 2007. So over a decade of dominance for that young man. And he became a millionaire by 30, just like he said he would. And he's growing and going. Now, here's the thing is he had a business that was generating millions of dollars, but he was like, man, where's all the money? It's not in my bank account. Because, you know, like that's not growing as fast as our revenue is for our business. And so we sat down, we did like an autopsy, an audit, a financial investigation into his business. We went, okay, there's money leaking out here. There's money leaking out here. He was running a couple of side businesses that were bleeding a little bit of cash. And we chopped away, right? We chopped away at the dead wood, just like you have to do that. So you might have to go back and look at how you collect cash, receivables, and how much is paid up front for your coaching, and understand that people are going to be delinquent on payments in your businesses, whether you do supplements or whether you do coaching or whether you have a gym and you have memberships and there's going to be credit card declines. You have to make sure you try and get more of that cash up front in some instances in order to feed the business so that there's revenue there, but also so that you are able to take away profit, all right? So billing, cash collection, and making sure that you charge what you're worth. And most of the time I tell people you're gonna charge what you think you're worth, and then you're gonna double that, all right? Charge what you think you're worth, then double that. Here's why. One, you're definitely undercharging, you're undervaluing your services. But two, is that you think, okay, if I do an hour of coaching, an hour of my time is worth $200. Okay, understand that there's more than an hour of your time that goes into an hour of coaching, right? You got to do the preparation. You also have to transition into the coaching session and then transition out and back to the other work. So it's really 2 hours of time, if not more. That's why you have to charge your worth and then double it. That's another writer downer, okay? So we got three killer writer downers here. Now, into number six, structured sales. Structured systems for sales is what you have to have, all right? So yesterday I was down in Irvine, California, and I was working with a company that does $239 million in sales. And the guy who runs it, he has a master's degree in military history, and man, he is just dialed in with the military analogies, and he runs that thing like an army. It's just a machine. And that's why they're so profitable, and they've grown 5X in the last 5 years. Because he has the systems in place for sales, he has a sales team out there, they have sales systems, he has time systems for his team, that's why they're bringing in me, is to dial those things in even more, because I work with a lot of high-level leadership teams, and I just absolutely love it. It was a beautiful office and just a well-oiled machine. And if you take a look at your business, and you looked at it with outside eyes, and you said, is this really a business built on systems and structure and strategy, or is it built on chaos and disorganization? And if it's disorganized and you're trying to grow, you're just going to be spinning your wheels, okay? You're going to be spinning your wheels because you probably don't have the vision and you're going down a lot of detours and you're just trying to catch up and you're in reactive mode, but you have to switch over to proactive mode where you're planning ahead and being structured. And if you're not able to do that, you're always going to be stuck at 250K, or maybe you're at 400K, or maybe you're at 90K. And if you, oh man, if you are the person who's stuck at 90K in either revenue or personal income, it's got to drive you so insane. So insane. Or the same with, like, if you're stuck at like 790K or 850 or 900 or 950, oh, that's got to drive you nuts that you haven't broken through the barrier of six figures or seven figures. All right, that's got to drive you nuts. You got to get to the next level, and it's going to start with those systems. Now, another one of my favorite female entrepreneurs is Oprah. Oprah Winfrey, absolutely amazing. She lives 2 hours from her office now, now that she has the OWN network. So she doesn't go and have meetings. She has a system where people email her very detailed breakdowns that allow her to not have meetings. So she runs the world by her rules. And that's something that I've already always operated by, and I want you to start operating by. Make the world play by your rules, your systems, and build the systems that allow you to operate like Oprah, like the superstar of your business. Instead of you having to, you know, go by somebody else's rules and waste your time and do that, if you're doing that, if you're really losing your time, it's because you don't have the systems and rules in place to make other people fit into your lane so that you can move faster. So Oprah and Sarah Blakely, so many female entrepreneurs, there's so much to learn from them because they have a lot of other societal pressures on them, whether it's family or whether it's expectations of what a woman should do. And when they're able to succeed, that's where the big, big lessons are. Because you can look at like some male entrepreneurs and go, oh, well, he doesn't have to, you know, be with the kids all the time, or, you know, he doesn't have to, you know, have these expectations, and he can work all this time and do whatever he wants, and no one's ever going to like say anything about him or gossip about him. But for women, it's harder. So when they're able to do it, man, you got to pay attention. Now that gets to the seventh pillar of seven figures or 7 billion, whatever you want this to be. And it's clear and concise communication. Clear and concise communication. I think this is a quote from George Bernard Shaw, but it's one of my favorite quotes about communication. He goes, "The misconception about communication is that there was some." I know I butchered the quote, but what he's saying there is everybody thinks they're communicating with people, but the mistake is like you don't communicate properly, just like I might have not communicated that quote properly. But I think you understand what I'm saying. And you don't understand what I'm saying. And then we leave the meeting and it's like, why didn't you get what I said done? And you're like, well, I did this, but you wanted this. And there was not good communication. And that's why so much stress happens. So when you have clear and consistent and concise communication with your team, you have to make sure, does everybody understand this? You know, say that back to me. Are we all on the same page? So communication is a two-way street in a seven-figure business. In a six-figure business, it's like that top-down boss. You know, hey, do this, do this, do this. Contract worker, do this. Person I found on Upwork, do this. Great, great. But when you want to go and grow to the next level, you have to communicate with your team two ways. And we teach in the Empire Mastermind, we teach leadership, we teach meeting rhythms, like how often you're gonna meet with your team, how often you're gonna meet with people one-on-one. Bedros is always talking about how he's leveling up his team, his entire team, plus his leadership team with trainings, bringing in outside experts, all of that, so that everybody communicates better, knows each other better, and that's how your team is going to go and grow. So you need to have either a weekly video or a weekly email that goes out to your team talking about highs and lows and everything, and amazing people in the company, recognizing people, saying where you may have messed up, being open, honest, vulnerable, authentic. And when you have that rhythm in place, everyone in the business knows what's going on. There's not a lot of communication mistakes. There's not a lot of confusion in their head about, well, we were working with that client last week and now we're not working with them. And now we're using a new software and I don't understand what's going on in this company. All you have to do is explain things. Explain things. Hey, listen, we were working with this billing company. Things didn't work out because of XYZ and ABC, or we're more advanced and they can't handle us, or you know, they've gone and changed something. So we've decided to move on to this one. Here's why. It's benefit for you. Okay, great. Does anybody have any questions about that? That's how a great leader does clear and consistent and concise communication with their team, where it's that family environment going back and forth. And when you have that in place, you are really gonna go and grow. So it's a leadership issue. Bad leaders have bad communication, and good leaders have great communication, and that's how they're able to improve, okay? So if you're shirking the leadership, if you're shirking the difficult conversations, that's what's holding you back from getting to the next level. So here's what you need to do, my friend. Here's what you need to do. I've given you a couple resources already. Man Up by Bedros Koulian. If you are watching this show and you haven't yet read his book, that's a little surprising, all right? That's on you. Same with my book, The Perfect Day Formula. Go and watch that for your 2020 vision so that you can implement Bedros's leadership strategies in there to grow your team, to grow your income. That's what you're gonna do right now. And if you are beyond the $500,000 level and you're like, okay, Craig, I got to $100,000 and I'm ready to get to seven figures. Or if you're beyond that, you want to scale to eight figures or more. If you want to catch up to Bedros or whatever he is at, he's closing on 100 million. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to make sure that you either drop a comment below or send us a message and make sure that you get access to the application for the Empire Mastermind Group. And when you get access to that, you're going to fill that out so that you can join our group and grow your empire using the seven pillars of domination. All right. So one last thing, make sure you go to iTunes or whatever, you know, podcast system you're listening to this on and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear from you and we'll see you soon.
And so that, my friend, is why you need to be at the Perfect Life Retreat. It's going to be an absolute game changer in your life. I just can't wait to see you there. Download more of my knowledge. Let you go to the round tables. Learn from Jason Capital on power speaking. Learn from Sharon and Xander Fryer on sales. Learn from Bedros on leadership. Learn from Carrie on building a massive empire. And it's going to be so much fun. We actually just added a comedy hour on the Friday evening with my entrepreneurial friend, Ian Stanley, who does entrepreneurship comedy. It's absolutely going to be awesome. So I can't wait to see you there. And I can't wait to download all of my time ownership techniques to you too. Plus, I'm going to do that done for you networking. So you're going to meet amazing people. There's going to be over 300 people there. And you're going to get a little note card that says, hey, here are three people that you need to meet. Here are their names. Here's why you need to meet them, because it's going to generate business and success and make your life easier, okay? So make sure you go to perfectliferetreat.com today. Get your tickets. It's 2-for-1 right now, but hurry before that deal ends at perfectliferetreat.com for November 8th and 9th in sunny San Diego. Make sure you come up and get an autograph in the copy of The Perfect Week Formula, my new book that I'm giving away there.